The final words belong to you, Mr. Kucheda.
Dear all, a warm welcome to all of you who take interest in our history blog. My name is Matthias Kucheda. I'm the owner and CEO of Schmidt & Hensch. I'm leading the company since 1982 as CEO, and I'd like to take the opportunity to talk about this continuous success story of the last 10 years. As we have published in a booklet on the occasion of the 150th anniversary, we are proud to continue the story of expertise and innovation and share the news and developments of the last 10 years with you. On the occasion of our 150th anniversary, Professor Günther Trenkler, the former director of the Ferdinand Braun Institute in Berlin, gave a remarkable keynote speech in which he outlined the prospects for the analytical laboratory industry, but also the perspectives for process analytics and sensor technology based on optical technologies. For the latter one, he predicted a strong growing market. What happened at Schmidt & Hensch in these years that followed? In the following years, we initially focused on completing our process devices with the aim of being able to provide customized solutions for as many applications as possible. Then we were confronted with an inquiry that initially could not be solved with the existing portfolio of inline measuring devices. It was about a sensor system for controlling and monitoring different chemicals in wastewater. In this context, Schmidt & Hensch developed an ultra-compact liquid sensor that could withstand extreme environmental conditions. The optical technology in use was completely new and had never been available in this compact form. Today, 10 years after the 150th anniversary, the prospects for such compact sensors are very promising for Schmidt & Hensch. Our strategy and goal is now to achieve additional areas of application in the online monitoring of chemicals, wastewater and the like, with the help of this universal sensor, which can be taught to the respective applications and parameters. Due to the price-performance ratio, new additional markets and applications are made possible, which enable the customer to use his chemicals and concentrates environmentally friendly in a resource-saving manner. It enables the user likewise to increase the quality of his end product in terms of its composition and performance. However, these were not the only development tasks that our rapidly growing development department was involved in. As a further goal in our laboratory technology area, we have dedicated ourselves to the particular demanding market of the pharmaceutical industry, and in particular, the requirements for approvals in the area of production and lab analysis. 21 CFR Part 11, the so-called electronic signature, is a requirement of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, which is a condition sine qua non for the production and analytical testing in the pharmaceutical industry worldwide. So to speak, a prerequisite for the production and distribution of pharmaceuticals. This application requires a particular challenge to the manufacturers and users of our analytical instruments. In order to fulfill these requirements, we have developed a modular hardware and software concept, which, on the one hand, fulfills these requirements and, on the other hand, allows the user a wide range of options for specific requirements, workflows, user access, and integration into automatic analysis sequences. With this platform technology, it is possible to set up customized SOPs, standard operation procedures, in the laboratory according to requirements for documentation, workflows and orchestration of analytical processes. These options are now available in a very flexible way using the new intuitive software. The Vari family concept and the software base Acquisis 3 has already led to a high level of acceptance in the pharmaceutical markets. The extensive investments in research and development in the recent years are currently rewarded by a very positive business development. Most important change in our business strategy is today's application and solution-oriented market approach. Previously, we have been highlighting our technical expertise and the excellent performance of our instruments. Needless to say that we are maintaining these quality standards as well as the fully traceable precision of results performed with our instruments. In addition, we are now focusing on the added value we can generate for our customers using our application knowledge and close touch with our customers' needs. Another component of our business strategy is the expansion of our customer service. In addition to the classic after-sales service, an in-house measurement laboratory has been set up, which is able to perform high-precision analytical measurements of previously unevaluated liquids. Herewith, we are able to determine the relationship between concentration or mass descent and the refractive index in dependency of temperature and wavelength. As a result of this service, more and more new areas of applications are opening up for us, providing our customers with valuable quality and control information using the easily applicable principle of refractometry. Furthermore, we are continuously working on further improving support for our customers in the area of service. An important credo of our company is to provide our customers with optimum support in terms of maintenance and after-sales service in order to secure the operation and reduce the downtime to a minimum. We further improve our quick service response in the most customer-friendly way. This is a continuously demanding task because of the many thousands of instruments installed, some of which are in use in the most remote areas of the world. Due to the longevity of our products and the aging of the instruments, sometimes exceeding 24 years and more. However, the most important developments of the last 10 years have been our employees. The generational change is in full swing. Nevertheless, we are offering our long-standing employees with the opportunity to continue working in our company with reduced hours even after retirement. This successful model has the advantage for our employees not immediately to leave their workplace completely, but rather playing an important role in the transfer of knowledge and the training of young employees during the learning phase. Our team has already been considerably rejuvenated. We are delighted to welcome numerous new employees to our company. The increase in staff is currently around 10% yearly. The generational shift affects not only the employees, but eventually also the management. After more than 40 years as managing director of my company, I'm particularly pleased that my son, Joshua Barbian, joined the company last year as part of the management team. This will prepare the transition to the sixth generation of our independent family business. I'm particularly pleased with his commitment and enthusiasm with which my son has approached these tasks and the positive developments he has already initiated in the company. Having listened to the 160 years history of Schmidt & Hensch by now so patiently, I want to thank you for your interest in the development of our company. We do look forward to add more exciting news on the occasion of our next anniversary. Thank you.